You are now listening to St. Martin de Porres. If you want to hear Black Church at Yale, please skip ahead.
They would be looking at the interior of the church, but then it would be making sure that the choir would be sitting to their right. So as they're looking at the altar, mm-hmm. with the crucifix hanging in the sanctuary, and the altar there, and to the right would be the choir, who makes it their business when they sing, and it's gospel music that they sing because of the fact that they're giving praise to God, to the God who went to the cross for us, and the one who has given them really true freedom. So the choir would have to be there because it lifts everybody else up into worship, no matter what has gone on during the week, no matter what has happened to them as people of color, and are able to give that worship to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ on the cross is not a white Christ. So that would definitely have to be incorporated in that.
You are now listening to Black Church at Yale.
Well, for me, BK and gospel choir are pretty much the same, pretty synonymous. So just singing, you know, during services. I think we went on like a tour of some of the private schools that were in the area that had black kids, but very few. And so we would go and give concerts. They didn't take like spring break trips and stuff like that then. We would just somehow get together in cars and stuff and go and sing during the regular school year. I just found BK as just a place of, and I can't believe I just said BK, Black Church at Yale, but we didn't call it BK. A place of just strength and regeneration, because it was hard being a student, and it was hard, you know, and I remember very vividly, like around the finals time, and just their encouragement that, you know, this is hard, we know this is difficult, but you can make it, and you just got to keep striving and just keep doing it, you know, and we're here and we're praying for you and your family's behind you and all that stuff. Just words of encouragement that always came across that pulpit. Which is what we needed to keep us going. I think probably would not have graduated had it not been for being able to go to church on Sunday morning and just hear the message and be there, you know, with your friends and know that there was somebody greater than yourself who cared for you.